This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, well, well. We've done it again.
Yep.
We have used our optical lenses implanted into our brains to watch another episode of this fucking show.
This show does not stop. It can't stop. It won't stop.
It can't stop. It won't stop. Rockefeller Records, because we get down, baby. We get down.
My singing teacher says she don't want to do. She told me no more Usher. She said you're not good.
Wait a minute. Wait. Why?
She's like, it's too hard.
She's like, it's not your bag.
Well, she's just like, it's like you're trying to come in and sing. It's like learning like, say I'm trying to learn guitar. I never played guitar before.
And you bring in the Michael Jackson, this
man, like, I'm getting the first verse, but every time we get to the second verse, he just switches it up so much that it's just, like, impossible for me to stay with him.
Why don't she give you a song? Why ain't she, got to start off with Hot Cross Buns.
Or Ode to Joy or some shit.
Hot Cross Buns.
So we're going to do, I'm going to bring some songs in next week, some low-key joints. Little like folky kind of stuff anyway, because that's what I want to learn anyway.
Yeah.
But it's really broke my heart. She goes, I'm done with Usher. I was like, fuck you. We're not gonna stop until I can sing this shit. When you feel in your body. That shit is crazy.
That's tough, yeah.
Yeah, it is hard. But I get, in my head, it was like, my brain goes to R&B just because I think I'm an R&B fan. Yeah. So when you think of singing, you think of R&B. But I probably could have thought of something that's like, what's an easy song?
Since you've been taking that class and I've been saying I want to take it, mm-hmm. I've been thinking of what song I would take in. And I was like, damn, man. I don't know what I want to take in. Like, it would be, mm-hmm. be something that probably was too hard. That's why I'm like, why don't you give me something to sing?
It's like when you watch Sister Act, they did Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah.
Like, that is kind of the makes sense. You're like, oh, yeah, if you can sing that, then you build your way up, then you go back to the shit. You know, but that don't mean I can't sing it. She was just like, you know, it's been a year now.
Has it been a year?
Almost, yeah.
Damn. It's the same song every week?
Yeah, I'd be like,
she probably hates that song.
I know.
She probably turned it. That shit come on the radio. She's like, no.
I'd be making you ready. And I'm just never tired of it because I love it so much. But she'd be like, okay, here we go. You ready? But whatever. We're going to get some new shit in there. But how you been, Carl? What you been up to?
Man, I've been in the gym.
How's your workouts going?
Everybody's fully clothed all the time. I just go to the gym, work out, and then come home and get my own shower.
What kind of, I will say, like, just showering at a gym is just, like, so gross. Not gross in terms of what I was talking about before, but just, I just never feel, like, clean. Like, I feel like I got to get home and do my shit.
Yeah, yeah. I need my own bathroom. I don't want to shower anywhere that's not, like, in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things I just need my own bathroom for. And I'm not going to go into them because they might be crass. But
yeah, no, I feel you.
I need my own bathroom.
And you want your shit, you know, you want to, like, take your time.
Yeah.
There's something about showering and that vulnerability with other people around, walking around.
Yeah.
Oh, and the worker guys who refilling the towels, they be having full clothes on. So they be looking like, man, all right, nigga.
All right.
Like, look at you. Looking at me, dog.
Yeah.
I was shy. But then you feel like a punk because you feel like, because I'm, like, the shy one.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, man, I don't want niggas to see me, so I got my towel on. You know how you take your underwear off
under your towel? You pull
Everyone looking at me like, come on, dog, why you being so shy, man? Wake up.
It's just
man.
Us.
Yeah. Just the fellas.
Remember when we went to tour it?
Yeah.
Like, we walked through, and in that hot tub, it was, like, two dudes in there.
Yeah.
And I think they had, like, beers or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. And they were just butt naked in this hot tub talking to each other, kikiing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man,
But
call me immature, or something. I'm fine with. Yeah. I will take the accountability of the immaturity.
Mm-hmm. But I think it is. I don't want to be doing that. I think it's a growth spurt. Like I've never done. We didn't do it. Remember how decent people used to do it in high school? Did you do that?
We did not shower at my high school.
Yeah, me either.
Those showers hadn't been touched.
Yeah,
in
gross.
Ages.
Yeah, you know what? You had the locker room, but we would just, you know, get our clothes.
Get your clothes and change, and you walk outside, funky as fuck from practice, smelling like outside, and then you go home. You go straight home.
I think I could get used to it because the last time, when I was in a jacuzzi, I had my swim trunks on, but then this dude, he looked like a cool guy, like just like a cool, kind of looked like, what's that basketball player's name? He looked like a cool ass white boy that could play ball, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting there, and he's just talking to me like, "Hey, what's up, man? I'm rolling, man. You know, welcome to the club." And I'm like, "This nigga dick is out." All right, go. All right, you want to do a user spot?
Yeah, you got to do a user spot. I haven't seen anybody.
Okay, I've seen nothing. Okay, this is a good one. All right, so listener spotted. I was visiting LA from Nashville. Oh, visiting LA from Nashville. Okay, that makes more sense now. Because I was like, why was this person in Nashville? All right. I went to Erewhon because I wanted to see how expensive their apples were. Shout out to apples. Apples were a big hit on the message boards.
Oh, yeah?
They was talking about it, debating.
Yeah, people said I was wrong about...
Yeah, nobody likes your whack-ass apples.
And here's what I can say.
How do you like...
Kiss my apples.
I thought you were going to say, how do you like them apples?
I don't care what people think about my opinion of apples. You ain't got to eat them.
Yeah.
I eat them.
No, we have to watch you eat the nasty.
You
got to
watch me eat nothing.
Okay, so she was getting some apples, and she saw Jamila Jamil trying to be subtle up in there. Thanks for rekindling my love for Gossip Girl, or as she calls it, Go Piss Girl. All right. Thank you for that. So Jamila Jamil, remember her?
Yeah. She's a nice lady.
Where's she from?
The good place.
That's right. Did you work with her when you were on there?
I did work with her. She's very nice. We chatted quite a bit.
Nice.
If you want to see me on The Good Place, season 4 sometime.
Oh, yeah? There. How many episodes were you in?
Just one.
I got to check that out.
Just one episode.
I never watched that show.
A demon something.
What was your voice like? If you want to learn more demon voice school, it's a Carlton School of Acting to learn how to play a real demon.
Here's what I channeled. When they say you're playing a demon, and I was like, okay, so do I have a different type of voice? And they go, no, just you talk like yourself. And so I said, great.
Mm-hmm.
Camera guy goes, action. And I go,
Carl, can we try that again? This time, just do your regular voice.
What? You want me to do my regular voice?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Just let me know. Let me know when you're ready.
And action. Okay. I think we got it. We'll move on from this take.
Yep.
So this next take, we're going to do it again. But just this time, when you do your thing you're doing, because actually we love it. We're probably going to use that take
in
the cut. But for safety, we're going to get one where you just do it normal. It's just for safety. I'm not going to use that. I'm going to use the other one.
Can I see the sides real quick? Can I see the sides?
There we go.
Okay. Okay, and he says, "Where's your man? Where's your man?" And it is okay. Okay, all right, I'm ready.
Cool.
I'm ready.
Just for safety, and then we can go to the next scene. And action. All right, that was perfect. What do you think of this episode? I liked it.
The unbearable lightness of being.
Yeah.
What is that a reference to, Rochelle?
I always forget to look at the titles. That's what it was called?
Yeah. That's Rochelle the demon.
There's a demon in here. It's the Last of Us. Damn, that show was scary. Last of Us.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah. They fooled me. I thought that shit was like some. I don't know what I thought it was gonna be, but I did not think it was gonna be zombies and shit. Yeah,
you gotta play the game.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a game. If I would have known, I was just like, ooh, I like those two actors, and I had big nightmares. What'd you say? What's that mean?
It's a show it's a movie and a book called The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
Cool.
The movie is takes place in Central Europe in 1968. A doctor with an active sex life meets a woman who wants monogamy, and then the Soviet invasion further disrupts their lives.
Mm.
You think it's like a reference to like Dorota's wedding, maybe?
Probably. Some Central European Europe. Wants monogamy. Yeah,
Dorota is pregnant as hell. Like, she must be like 9 months, 10 months, 10 months pregnant.
11, 12 months pregnant.
13 months?
Dorota's like 16 months pregnant.
Yeah, that was tight. I like that wedding. It was a cool wedding. Yeah. I thought they threw that together.
Yeah. I thought they was going to have it at Chuck's hotel.
Yeah, why did? Where were they?
It looked like a ballroom in Queens or something.
Yeah,
like
I guess. Oh, yeah, they were in Queens. Maybe because that's where they people's at.
Queens. I believe you call it Queens. Queens. Where does a man, where does a prince, a royal prince go to find his queen?
Queens.
Blair dreaming, as usual.
This dream was weak.
This dream was weak as hell.
Her dreams are getting weaker.
She's dreaming as she, you know, it's going to be a Blair episode. A, when Blair's in the title, and B, yeah, when she's dreaming in the beginning.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, the security comes in, then they take her away, and Chuck tries to come and save her, but it's too late. And so he's just smelling that dress.
I didn't get this. Like, what is she dreaming?
Turns out, it wasn't Blair dreaming. It was Chuck dreaming.
Oh, it was Chuck dreaming. Oh, dang, I was not catching that.
I'm just
that.
Putting this next to me, because this episode.
Man, this is a huge humdinger right there.
There's
crazy.
There's a couple dingers. There's a couple ones.
I went nuts.
Chuck need a drink. He just woke up. He need a drink. It's early in the morning, 7 o'clock. And all his whiskey bottles are empty, which is crazy because he owns the hotel. He could just like.
Yeah, get some room service or something.
Go to the bar and get one. And then Serena and Nate come in. Mm-hmm. And they like, you got to go see Blair. He's like, nah. Yeah.
Where are they coming from anyway?
Oh, no.
Do they live there? Like, Serena and Nate look so stupid together. Yeah. Even though Serena was kind of looking kind of fly today, that morning. She had a fly little outfit on. I was like, what's up, Serena? It's been a minute. How you been girl?
It's been a minute. She was like, you don't want to wait too long or to look like you don't care.
Yeah.
And so he takes that to note. He takes that to the head.
Yeah.
He takes that in. Wallace Shawn is back.
My man, he's back at it.
Wallace Shawn is back in the game.
Not enough. Not enough of Wallace Shawn.
And the Dorota is tripping because her mom is coming to visit.
Yeah.
And she's pregnant out of wedlock. I'm like, ain't you like 30 something? And engaged? Like, who cares?
I don't know. I guess it's super traditional.
Yeah, I guess.
And where she from, and also yeah, I don't know. I think they just needed a wedding. They needed an event.
We need an event to happen. We need an event every day. So Nate comes see Blair. She actually talks to him, and she tells him about the trade, which he didn't know about.
Yeah.
So of course he's affected by it. And the way she describes it, shit does sound
real
bad.
Yeah. But then she did leave out the one. Well, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Yeah,
but I think even Nate was like, he was like, damn, he did that?
I didn't even think he had that in him.
Yeah, that shit's fucked
up. I've known this dude for a long time. I didn't even think he was that cruel.
He was low-key not even really remorseful about it earlier in the scene. He's like,
now this, we can talk about this once we get to it.
Yeah.
We can talk about the morality of it because it throws me off a little bit, both of their opinions on it.
When we do the rating, my couple points I'm going to knock them on.
Yeah. How do you get that?
Because it was just so confusing. And I couldn't But yeah, we should talk about it and just maybe get everyone else's opinion because I really can't tell who's in the right here or like.
I feel like I can.
I mean, what Chuck did is wrong.
Yeah.
But it's like, I get it. It's confusing though because it is like, if let's say Chuck didn't do that, didn't make the deal, right?
Yeah.
And let's say it was the same episode we saw last week. He didn't make the deal and Blair just went to go sleep with him to save the hotel on her own volition. That's fucked up, too.
That's fucked up. It would have been bad.
Even if she is doing it for him. Because there's no way. Like, I would never want someone to do that for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
You never have to do that. That's fine.
So that it's like they're, but I get why it's almost, all right, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah,
let's get to Eric's problem.
Yeah.
he don't know if the homie gay or not.
So Chuck shows up to the house. Dorota needs a big Polish wedding. Chuck is going to help out with it.
Yeah.
But he's doing it just to get back with Blair.
Yeah.
Serena meeting up with Carter Bazin.
Oh, he's back.
Carter Bazin's back in the house. That's a humdinger.
Carter Bazin's back. I guess she lied to the homie. Said she going. I knew even when she said it, she was like breakfast with the Humphreys.
I'm like, I don't even like that.
Yeah.
And why he can't come?
Yeah. What the fuck? When did the Humphreys start doing breakfast again?
Yeah.
I ain't seen him have breakfast in a minute.
Just two episodes ago. Yeah. But they always doing breakfast. Blair doesn't forgive Chuck. They're always eating breakfast.
Every time.
They're always trying to eat breakfast.
Like,
what does it sound? What if I was mad about that? Because I never eat breakfast. Why are you always eating breakfast? Why are you always wake up in the morning and start your day off with a nice hearty meal?
Yeah, just hating on the functionality of it.
Yeah.
But it's also like the idea, like if I was like, I'm going to do breakfast every morning and y'all can pull up, just pull up to my crib every morning, would y'all do it?
Yeah, I think I would come quite a bit.
For real?
Especially if you were a good cook.
That could be fun, actually.
You like that type of thing.
Yeah. That'd be early, though.
I could breakfast do it every day. Would you pull up, Rochelle? Would you pull up every now and then?
I pull up.
Like, you if I, but I probably resent everybody because it probably ruined my entire day.
Yeah, you gotta really like to cook for people.
Yeah.
Our friend Demoris, like, he likes to cook for people. He likes, every time there's like a football game or something going on, like, he'll be like,
he knows how to cook folks.
Y'all pulling up? Like,
yeah.
I'm just figuring out if I need to cook for people. So you like hosting.
Yeah, yeah.
Like cooking for people. I get that, though. I get it.
Host Jesus likes to host. Shout out to the Christians out there.
He is us. The commercials that keep coming on during the football game.
Oh yeah.
You ain't seen none of those?
Uh-uh.
A lot of Jesus commercials coming on during the football game now. Eric trying to stalk the new man.
Yeah.
Rufus wants to call Lily and ask her to come back early.
Yeah. He's getting horny.
He's like, where's my wife? Where's my wife? I need somebody to throw it back. And
Jenny is there too. What's she on?
Jenny is about to go take this sewing machine somewhere. She's about to go towards Eleanor's place. And so that's why Eric is like, yeah, I'll come with you. I'll come with you. I want to see what the new dude is.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. So Nate and Chuck get into it about what Chuck did, but he didn't know that Blair went up there without knowing Chuck made the deal.
Yeah, Chuck got him. He was like, you know, you all in my business. You don't even know where your girl is today. You know what I'm saying?
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your girl is?
Don't check me. Check your
that
girl.
Yeah, don't check me. Check that mileage. That airplane mileage. Because Serena's back with Carter Baser.
Yeah.
No, she's not. You're lying.
Yeah. No, wait.
No, she's not. She's not with Carter Baser. You're lying,
no,
Chuck.
You better know. You don't know, and that's the problem.
He was in his acting bag. Chuck was getting
Chuck
in.
Chuck is killing. I ain't go front.
Shut up, Chuck. She's not with Carter Baser. Is she?
No. I feel like Chuck has taken all of the soul of Nate's acting soul. Nate is just like, we're flailing.
Nate does not need to be on this show right now.
He has like no storyline. He's just like, I don't know who I am.
Yeah, everything is he's just being people's business.
Girl is like she totally could have told him, like, hey, I'm looking for my dad again. Yeah. And then they just made up some bullshit.
Tell you, Nate, you don't trust me? We literally are here because you lied.
Yeah.
You don't trust me?
But like, why would I trust you? You fool.
You don't trust me. Serena's back in her damn bag.
Also, that other shit was bullshit, too. Like, oh, if I would have told you, it would have been embarrassing. Like, Nate does not give a fuck. He would have supported her.
Yeah.
If she's like, oh, you want to see your dad again? Cool. I'll help you.
And Carter Baser can help you do that? Dope. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah.
But Carter Baser is trash. Yeah.
Yeah. No, so, Carter was trash about it, though.
So Blair tells Serena that her and Nate are lucky because there's no lies, no games.
Yeah.
But there are lies and games because Serena's always lying and playing games.
Absolutely.
and she laid up in that bed like, well, there is a lie right now. See,
she was getting all squeamish. She was like,
I don't want any more secrets. I don't want any more secrets.
Blair, I feel for Blair right now. She's struggling though.
Yeah,
it's rough. That's a rough one.
Blair going
because she had to go to a real low place. To make that decision and to find out that her boyfriend actually wanted her to do it.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I think he knew that it wasn't going to happen or something. I don't know.
He's a bad guy.
He admits to the whole thing.
Yeah, he's just a selfish motherfucker.
Yeah, that's tough.
I think he's just like, I want my hotel and I'll do any. Like, I think he's like his father. Like, he's just like, nobody matters.
Yeah.
I do whatever I want to get what I want.
Get what I want. I'm a bass.
I'm a bass man.
I'm a bass man.
I'm a bass man.
At the Polish game. Oh, no, wait. I skipped something. Nate leaves, bumps into Carter, gives him a letter to give to Serena.
Yeah.
So Nate asks Eric and Jenny if Serena was at the breakfast. And Eric was like,
nah. I ain't seen her, homie.
No. Eric said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Eric said, yeah. And Jenny was like, no, she wasn't.
Yeah.
Why are you lying, Eric?
Oh, my God.
What you lying about?
Jerry.
I'm like, Jenny, you.
I don't know. I would give it a little dump, just because Jenny is on her snake shit.
She's on her snake shit.
I thought she gave up. Remember, I was like, okay, maybe she's giving up.
Nah, but she sees the cracks in the foundation right now.
Yeah.
She's like,
time to attack. Snake.
She's snaking in there. She was like, no, she wasn't.
Yeah.
She wasn't at breakfast.
What are you talking about, Eric?
I ain't seen her in days.
Yeah, because we had breakfast. We had breakfast every day.
And Eric was like, oh, you going to sit here and make me look like I'm lying?
Yeah.
What if Nate had slapped him? If I wrote that, I'd been like, yeah, you lying? Boom. Punch him in the chest real quick.
I thought you were going to say, what if Eric just slapped Jenny? Eric's like, man, you don't see me over here.
You don't see me over here lying?
Why you snitching? Like, oh, my God. I like, but Eric's lawyer, like, that's the thing. Like, that's what the problem is, Eric is always going to be loyal to Serena.
Yeah.
That's his sister.
That's his sister.
That's his baby girl. You know what I'm saying?
And then Jenny's like, I don't give a shit about that bitch. I want this man.
Yeah.
So I'm finna rat her Nate. Ass out.
Friday night at 8.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a date with Nate.
All right, man, listen.
Jenny.
Right now, Jenny wants Nate.
Yeah.
But you know what you want?
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A word from our sponsors.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Okay, and we're back.
Yes.
We're back.
So excited. We're going to have a heated debate. Me and Carl, we're getting so heated about this Chuck versus Blair thing. We don't know how we feel about it.
We don't know how to feel. At the Polish game night, people are playing the games, and Serena asks if Nate trusts her. And he says, why do I have to trust you? Like, you just lied to me.
Yeah, like literally, like today.
And she still was like, but Nate, it's you. It's always been you. Shut up.
And then she get mad at him because... Yeah, I mean, I get it. You want to look for your pops. Look for your pops.
Yeah.
But don't lie to my man.
Don't lie to Nate about it. And Jenny is loving this.
I know. She watched the whole thing. She's like, I'm going to catch you.
Right up in there.
Snakes.
Rhythm's going to get you. And did you hear what the band was playing, what the accordion band was playing?
Oh, yeah. I was going to see if you picked up on it. It was.
I got a feeling that tonight's going to be a good night.
They was good.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear, yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
That was pretty cool. I was like, man, this wedding was kind of lit, low key. Game night before the wedding,
yeah,
shit was dope.
It was fun. Instead of rehearsal dinner?
Yeah.
So Wallace Shawn gets Dorota a gift, and it's an apartment. And Eleanor is like, what?
Yeah.
Like, why are you getting her an apartment? Like, what you mean you getting her an apartment? He's like, she's family. Like, Dorota's family.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, she's a maid.
She's a maid. She's a worker. Like, it's like she practically raised Blair, and that you could tell that hit Eleanor.
Yeah, yeah. But Wallace Shawn dropping facts.
Yeah, that made her that like made her mad.
Yeah.
And then Wallace Shawn felt kind of bad, but it was also like, but I'm a lawyer. Like he went like
he did like,
but what I said that was wrong.
That shit was funny. Yeah, yeah, totally right, Carl. He did. I literally thought he was gonna be like, I'm sorry, that was too far. He literally was like. Nah.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whatever.
You can be mad. I got an apartment. Like, it's like, I didn't think that Eleanor would be that mad about that. Like, why do you care? Like, you rich.
Yeah, like, at first I was like, is it because she wants her help still? But then I was like,
I'm assuming she lives with them.
Yeah.
But she's like, she's still going to have a job. She might be off for a little while, but she's still going to have a job.
Yeah, and come through.
Yeah.
That was weird. Eleanor is having some boundary issues there.
Yeah.
But I don't think she really would. I don't think she was thinking straight.
No.
She's not thinking about the fact that this is a human being who's having a family.
Yeah.
Who's like needs their own place. Like, what she thinks they was going to have a kid running around the house?
Yeah, you know you don't want that.
Yeah.
And where does Vanya live, I wonder?
Vanya ain't got no house. He live at the door.
Yeah, he live at the door.
He live at the door.
He live at the door. He ain't slept in years.
Wait, whose house did he live at? Lily's house? So is he at Lily's doorman?
He's the doorman at that apartment building.
I'm
sure he probably lives somewhere else. He probably lives in a place that...
Yeah.
They can't afford, like, you know, like...
Yeah, I wonder.
Probably too small for it to be, like...
Yeah, and, like, a family, like... He got, like, two hots in
where
a
where you think they smashed that? They had to smash at his place.
I think they smashed...
You think she snuck him into Eleanor's house?
Yeah. This is a great question. Let me think about this. I think she was like, are they gone? Because, you know, Elevon would be out of town.
Gone. And then Blair going somewhere, too. She probably.
She actually be with Chuck. I bet they was in there smashing all week up in Illinois.
Yeah, in
the
big-ass house.
Yeah, they definitely ain't go up to Lily's because Bonnie ain't gonna. He wouldn't be able to get up in there.
No. But I'm saying like he. I don't think he lives with. He doesn't live with Lily. I think he. Probably,
I know. Just say he's like the doorman. That's what he works at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then But he. I don't know where he lives though. You think he lives in like Queens or something?
Probably live in Queens. Probably like he got
like 44th side.
Where do the Russians be in New York? Don't they got like a section?
Even Queensbridge projects.
Jenny making her move with Nate. Like, yeah. She going over there. The envelope that Carter mm-hmm. Bazin gave him early in that day. Jenny, slick. See it in the.
I gotta give it to Jenny. She's moving. She's working.
She's moving. Moving. She's getting in. Did you look at her hair? It's looking weird.
Nah, I don't.
Sign up in the comments about her hair. I'm gonna make a comment about her hair in this episode.
Yeah.
And I apologize if anybody's offended by this comment, but her hair looked like baby doll hair when it gets matted, like when a doll is old and it's like
really?
The hair gets like stringy. That. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about,
Rochelle? Mm-hmm.
Kind of look like that. I wonder if that was on purpose. She didn't wash it? Is that what it was?
I think so.
Damn. Yeah. Rochelle just roasted shit out of Jenny.
He roasted Jenny that. Bad enough she's already can't get a man.
Roasted her like a damn sausage.
She's trying to get Nate. What is she
liverwurst,
doing?
Liverwurst.
But yeah, so she basically getting Nate to break the trust. Yeah. That was a smart move, though, because she was like, go ahead, do that. And knowing that's going to piss Serena off.
You don't try, you went through my bag. Yeah. Serena, you know you don't went through other people's shit.
I know. You stay, everybody goes through bags in the show.
I know. It's like, the that's bag like show. One of the main, like, we should get a compilation. If anybody out there feels like doing this, make a compilation of everybody going through people's bags. from the first season to now.
That would be
everybody
so, going it's through like bags and breakfast.
Yeah.
Going through bags and breakfast. That's the show.
My bitch is bags and breakfast. Where are we at here? Okay. So, Jenny McGann moves. You see the envelope. In the envelope is a key to a room at the St. Regis.
What?
Why you need the key to his room?
If there's nothing going on.
Yeah. So Dan helps Blair in a weird way. He says, you're not my type, but you're not that bad of a person. Which is a wild thing to say to somebody.
Yeah. Why did he say that?
You're not my type, but you're
Dan
not that
bad. Dan and
Ruth are
just getting no love in this season.
Yeah.
He's just running around like chickens with a head cut off. Yeah.
That was so weird.
He was speaking of Ruth, I don't know. Yeah,
blah, blah. Ruth can't find Lily nowhere. He's calling the Canyon Ranch like Ruthie Vanderwilson. I mean, Lily Vanderwilson, Lily Bass, Lily Rose, Lily Humphrey, Lily Jordan,
Lily Jepson,
Lily Barkley, Lily Pippen,
Lily Streets, Lily Scent.
Yeah, he called everybody, and she ain't at the Canyon Ranch. Like, I know she's no motherfucking Canyon Ranch.
Yeah.
So Chuck and Blair almost patch things up, but then they don't.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute. I thought we was good, but no, we're not.
No, we're not good.
Dan getting in the car with Eric, and this is some crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
This scene, maybe I missed something. Because they're getting in the car with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And this scene was so quick. I'm like, is this a scene? This scene could have been cut for time, in my opinion. Because they're getting in the car, and he's like, so what happened with Elliot?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, and he showed up to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Got a girlfriend or something like
that.
I don't know if we reached that part yet. It was like he wasn't there. He wasn't there.
He
showed up, he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then Dan goes, I'm sure Vian's got a gay cousin or something. Yeah. Like, God damn.
That shit was so weird.
That's so rude.
It was like
I'm sure Vian got
some weird scene,
gay dude floating around that you could didn't like.
And didn't he call him like he called the homies Horseface or something? He was like, so was Horseface.
Did he say that?
He said something. Like, we got to look it up. I feel like Dan called the guy Eric is crushing on some kind of weird thing. Like, he was like, where's Bobblehead Face? Something like that. It was, like, crazy. I think Dan is just lost in the head
yeah,
in the clouds.
Yeah, Dan got some other shit going on.
Vanessa,
that's what we
said. No, where's Vanessa?
She ain't in this episode at all.
Vanessa
she ain't
and Nate are like, they should be together because they both have no business being a part of anything. Yeah. They don't belong in this world at all.
That man said, I'm sure Vian's got a gay cousin. like Eric just like they all just attracted to each other.
Yeah, like what do you think of Dan? Yeah, it's like he's like, okay.
yeah, you're right, Dan.
Yeah, thanks.
Maybe
for
Vian's
your
help. Got a gay cousin. So Rufus called Cece.
Mm-hmm. Oh
and
yeah.
He's like, hey Cece, I know we don't get along, but tell me where my wife is. And she goes, oh, Rufus. Oh, Rufus.
She always got that voice. She always put on. She goes,
Rufus, Rufus dear, dear. That is not for me to tell you. You must talk to Lily about that. Yeah. Click.
Yeah. No, he wanted to do one of those boys in the hood. Yeah. But,
he's trying to punch in the air. He punch in the air. That man, man. He like, man, this shit.
She Where said, is my wife?
Rufus, dear.
Rufus, dear.
You got to talk to That's Lily what I'm saying. About that.
That's why I fuck with the Serena. What are they called? The Vanderwizards?
Yeah,
they stay
Rose.
Loyal. Eric don't snitch on Serena.
CeCe
don't snitch on Lily. They don't never break the bond. Family more important than everything.
Yeah. So where are we at here? Blair can't walk. Oh, no. Serena and her not taking accountability bad. Nate said he don't want her seeing Carter. He put his foot down.
Yeah.
You ain't seeing him no more.
Nah, yeah. I don't want, you know, you want to look for your dad, that's fine.
That's fine.
But not with
you
Carter.
Look for your dad. You ain't looking for your dad with Carter Basin. You can use your own two damn eyes.
Yeah.
As long as I'm the man of this house.
Yeah.
You ain't looking for him with Carter. Or it's going to be an issue. It's going to be some consequences.
But it's like the dude, from the dad from BMF coming. He's like, this is my house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be looking for Carter in my house.
Remember the memes that was coming out?
Yeah, yeah. He was always mad. Yeah. He was like, you ain't going to be, these drug money, you ain't going to be buying waffles with these drug money.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But then Serena got the gall to be like, you can't tell me who I can and can't see.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I can tell you that it ain't going to be Carter.
Not
God
Carter.
Damn it.
Not Carter, he not no baby.
I was like, all right, Nate. All right. Nate put his foot down. You could tell Serena was like, all right, I'm going to listen.
Yeah. Because she knows she's wrong.
Yeah.
But also, come on, man. Nate will help you with this, too. Yeah. Nate can get a P.I. Nate is kind of broke, though.
Oh, yeah.
Is he still broke?
Nah, he's cool with his family now.
Oh, yeah, because of the Vanderbilts.
Yeah. Wait, I don't know. I don't know what's happening on
I
that
forgot,
side.
I forgot, yeah. That,
we'll probably see in the beginning of season 4.
I ain't even seen no check, yeah.
Or whatever. So, Dorota can't walk. Blair can't walk Dorota and Vigoda down the aisle because her and Chuck ain't happy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's going to jinx you.
Yeah.
And Dorota gives her a speech like, hey, that shit don't mean
I don't give
got
a
new
fuck.
Traditions. I don't care. I just want you to.
Yeah.
And Blair's real mom at the door, like, damn.
Watching it.
She did really raise my daughter. That's crazy.
I got a belt.
She did, yeah.
I was like, that was a good scene, too. Yeah. Dorota was in her bag. I like Dorota a lot, man. She's probably one of my, probably my third favorite out of all the characters. And then, yeah, and she was like, really just giving her straight up advice. Like, just wants you to be happy.
Just be happy. That's all you need, Ms.
You
Blair.
Don't gotta, and then, like,
Ms. Blair.
Man, it was rough. Because she was, like, trying to give Chuck a chance, but it's just saying, man, what he did was fucked up.
Yeah, it ain't popping. It ain't popping right
it's
now.
It's like this man is evil to the core.
Yeah.
Even when it comes down to it.
What's popping is not a brand new whip. Just hopped in. It's not popping. So Carter found Serena's dad, but there's no time.
Yeah.
There's no time. We got to go now.
Yeah.
Well, let me just go up in here, run over here.
No,
tell
no, no,
no,
get
no,
your
no, no, there's no time. There's no time. The fly leaves. The fly leaves now.
Go say bye to Nate.
Yeah. No. We got no time. We got no time to go say bye to nobody.
Oh,
the flight is leaving now. The pilot is warming up the plane right now. The pilot's cranking up the plane right now.
That's funny. That never happens in real life. Like, imagine if I came to your house. Come on, we got to go. We got to go right now.
All right. Wait, what?
We got to go. We got to go to Sketchfest right now.
We got to go to Sketchfest.
The plane is waiting outside.
Yeah, the plane is outside. Dude, you walk outside. Southwest plane on my residential
like,
street.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we got
to go right now. I got the plane. They waiting on us. Everybody in the back. We got to go. Yeah. Well, I got to go get my bag. I go. No,
there's
bag.
No time for the bag.
I got to feed my beta fish.
We'll buy clothes in San Francisco. And then I look outside. I see the plane. And there's like a bunch of strangers in the windows. Like, come on. Come on. We got to go, man. We got to go.
I got to get this
I'm like, who are those people? People going to San Francisco?
Yeah. They all said it was okay for us to stop by. Yeah, pick you up on the way. Can you imagine someone on the plane be like, can we pick up my friend Carl on the way? And then, that would be funny. So I did that, and then the pilot would actually be like, all right.
And you know how they be taxiing?
Yeah.
Let me think about that shit. When the plane be taxiing, it's like, technically right now, this dude is just like driving a car. Like, when the plane be taxiing on the runway,
like, he's just like,
I'm just riding. So it's like, man, I guess we could
riding
like.
Riding around my automobile.
riding around my automobile.
Just cruising.
They be cruising, and then like, so you think they about to get to the end of the airport, and they just hit the blinker, click. Going down Lakership Boulevard.
Yeah.
He's like, come to pick me up. I was like, God damn, this is crazy. It's the Southwest playing outside on my residential
they
street.
They try to make that U-turn on that street.
Yeah.
They be like, the whole street is all blocked.
Damn,
off.
Let me try to. You know, imagine like pulling this up, a plane pulling somebody's driveway to like turn around. Let me turn around. I ain't no parking.
and then it'd be like, it's nothing but middle seats left. And like, you might be
You shouldn't have waited.
Let's get into Blair and Chuck.
We're not there yet.
All right.
We got to talk about Eric's new man. Eric's new man, new flame. Eric's new man, and he's like,
my man Eric was salty. He just like, he's like, man, he was just so mad. Like,
hey, I'm Elliot. And the girl goes, and I'm Chelsea, his girlfriend. And it's like, why are you coming so hot like
why
that?
You came in hot
That's before the fight. They got into a fight at the end. But like, he's not gay.
I feel like there was a scene missing. Like it's like we missed a scene where he found out he wasn't gay.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
that was the scene, though.
Oh, okay. I guess it seemed like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Why is he at the wedding, though, I guess?
I guess he knows Vanya.
Oh, okay.
He lives in the building.
Oh, right. Yeah. So he's probably like, oh, he does say like, what's her name is my favorite. Dorota is my favorite. I love her or something like that. Okay. He brought his girl.
Eleanor and Mr. Dorota. Eleanor and Ms. Dorota is family.
Mm-hmm.
Wallace Shawn make everything better.
Yeah, killing it. Wallace Shawn, the best character on the show.
Best character on the show. If he turned cold, well, Wallace Shawn turned cold. I'm still holding out for Rufus, too.
Yeah.
I don't feel like Rufus is going to turn cold. I feel like he's just going
to. Nah, he had a shot with Ruf Bae.
Yeah.
If he didn't smash that, I think he's done. I think he's good for the. I was like, that was probably his only opportunity to like do something like that, and we still might forgive him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't think he's gonna. I think he's a straight and narrow now.
Yeah. But if Wallace Shawn turned cold, that's gonna be tough. And I know he's a lawyer, so he's probably gonna do some wild lawyer shit. Like,
I don't know. Eleanor. Yeah, like he's like, I'm taking everything you guys.
Yeah, he taking all Eleanor shit.
That'd be crazy. Yeah.
Waldorf's is gonna be.
You think they'd be smashing Shawn's. Wallace Shawn and Eleanor?
Oh, he'd be beating that shit up. I guarantee it.
Eleanor was cracking like me up with with Dan, I want her and Dan to have their own episode. Kind of like, cause she was like, she was can like, you help clean up this shit?
He's like, I'm not working tonight. She's like, so? Yeah, clean this shit up.
He's like, I'm gonna do it. Yeah. I ain't gonna like it.
I ain't gonna like it. All right, so Blair loves Chuck too much.
Yeah.
She don't like who she's become with Chuck.
Yeah.
He wants to see it through to the end. She says.
And I think that's the fundamental difference right there. That Chuck sees this as like, see, we're made for each other.
Yeah.
And Blair's like,
we're going to win. This is how we win.
This is love? Like, that we just got to be shitty people together?
Yeah. And she's like, I don't like who I've become with you, Chuck. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, we have to see this through the end. And she goes, this is the end.
Yeah. All right. Chuck Maddox, you out.
You're out of here, Chuck.
You see how, you see how that one girl tried to highlight him, and he was like, excuse me.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't with it. One of Vanya's cousins.
Yeah.
He wasn't with that. But now he's like, I'm back in there. This is it. So this is the end of Blair and Chuck.
It feels like it. That felt real. That felt like the hammer down.
This is the end. This is the end, Chuck. Shit is crazy,
I'm glad
man.
Blair's single again.
She's like, I think I love you too much.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So Nate asked Jenny where Serena is. He tells her she ran off with Carter.
JD's a fool with it. Trash Bandicoot. She's like, and then she called. Oh, yeah. Did we see the part where she called? Did we miss that part where Serena called Nate and then Jenny answered? Remember she called? So
that's like Jenny answers Nate's phone, which is nuts.
Yeah.
Like, don't answer my phone.
Yeah.
Bring my fucking phone.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then Jenny.
She was like, this is Jenny answering Nate's phone. I was like, you ain't shit, Jenny.
I can't believe Serena didn't flag that.
I was like, Serena didn't know. She was like, oh, great, Jenny, I'm so glad you answered. Can you please tell Nate that I ran off with Carter to go find my dad?
And I'm
sorry, and I love him so much, and he's the only one for me, and I just kicked Carter out of the car. And just, like, man.
And then Jenny's like, don't worry, I'll tell him right now.
She ain't telling you shit. She went over there and was like, let me twerk on you real quick.
She's like, Nate, do you mind if I twerk real quick?
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah. I love a little twerk. Hey, where's Serena? Have you heard from Serena? Yeah. Has she by any chance called my phone?
Nah. I don't know.
This is back in the era where people didn't keep their phones in their pockets.
Yeah, you just leave them on the table, you know.
It's crazy.
If your phone rings, somebody just get it for me. Can you get my phone for me?
Can you answer that phone? I don't care who it is.
Do you think this shit gonna work, what Jenny's doing?
I think they're gonna smash. Yeah.
It might work because Serena's fucking up.
Yeah,
she's fucking up.
It's gonna be a mess though.
Yeah.
And Rufus gonna walk in or something.
Also, I think Aunt Serena's gonna go ham on Jenny.
Yeah.
I don't think she's ready for the
They might
wrath,
be able to fight. They might get into a physical fight. That'd be tight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jenny, like, I think this is like, so they always, one trend I've been noticing mm-hmm. every season is that Serena will be good for a really long time, and then mm-hmm. she'll get crossed in a way that's like,
yeah.
Oh, now you're going to see the real me. And she's going to ruin Jenny's life. Because I do know mm-hmm. that Jenny is going to leave the show eventually. Mm-hmm. So
I don't know how that happened. I really can't remember how that happened.
That's fine. Yeah. I think Serena shoots her.
Serena might do something, might have something to do with it.
Serena shoots her and kills her and buries the body.
I can't believe she was like... Jenny was like, "You want to dance?" He's like, "Yeah,
yeah."
Because he's like, "Fuck Serena at this point."
Yeah, she bounced I'm out gonna dance. So,
and then Blair and Chuck was, I mean, Blair and Dan dancing.
Yeah,
I wonder what they didn't show that.
I skipped something. She told him that he ran off with Carter Bazin.
Yeah,
and then so that's we skipped the whole thing. That's okay though. In
we
the car,
the part in the car where we find out Chuck Carter is really was.
Yeah,
trying to
smash. In the car, Carter tells her he's known for a week.
Yeah,
where Dad was. Like, you ain't tell me for a week.
That and was crazy. Like,
with Carter out of the picture, looks like Serena's making room for Daddy. You see that part?
Yeah.
Got some girl said that and was like, she calling Nate daddy or is she calling her actual dad daddy? This shit is crazy. But she kicked Carter out the car.
Yeah. Boom.
Cause he said, "I've been known for a week.
You
man,
no
why
more.
You talking about man? Why you messing with Nate?"
Yeah, like, come on, man. It's me and you, baby. We've been from the beginning.
We've been it.
We Bonnie and Clyde, baby. Yeah. We Jay-Z, Beyonce.
We been out here.
We Carter Bazin and Serena.
Yeah. So Chuck got the Russian girl on deck.
Mm-hmm.
Dan walks up to Blair and says, "You deserve to be with somebody that makes you happy."
Yeah.
She says, "Well, you're with Vanessa Abrams, so I don't get that." But they're like, "You want to dance?"
Yeah.
And there feels like there's, you know, a little bit of something here that's sparking
like,
off.
I don't know what's going on, but I was like, what does the two of them dancing look like?
Yeah.
I was like, neither of y'all can dance.
And y'all don't like each other. But now it's like, it feels like after that talk that he gave, that talk was also very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what about that talk sparked Blair into being like, maybe Dan.
I think she's just like, vulnerable. Wants to be a good person. And she's like, in this world, he's probably the most like, he has probably the most high moral character out of all the people.
Yeah.
So maybe she's looking at him like, well, at least he's no Chuck, you know.
I wish they would date other people. And this got spoiled for me very early on. Remember the meme that we got sent? So I know that Dan and Blair.
I don't know nothing about that.
Well, I know.
You don't know.
It got spoiled.
Nah. It's not that.
Okay.
We don't know what it is. It's not what you think, though.
Okay.
But I won't say nothing more than that.
All right. Well, it looked a little weird to me. But Chuck walks away with the Russian girl. Mm-hmm. And Nate tries to stop him. Like, hey, Chuck, come on, man.
Come on, man. You're going to do
and
this
he's
now?
Like, he's like,
yeah. Come on, bro.
You surprised I'm single now? Don't act so surprised. I'm out of here.
It's me. I'm trash. I'm garbage.
I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Bad Chuck is back. Bad what if it's like
I'm learning how to play guitar. Can I learn on this song?
Yeah. Like, let's try something different. Let's try Usher.
This is who I am, he said.
Yeah.
Turns out Eric's boy is bisexual.
Yeah,
he's trying to get at Eric.
But I was still wondering, like, he's still kind of low-key cheating on his girl, though.
He said they got into a big fight.
But they didn't break up, though. He was like, I feel like he was kind of like, all right, well, I do like boys, but I'm still in a relationship. But they didn't really, I guess he's going to just cheat on her with him.
Yeah, I don't know. This is, that shit. I don't trust this dude.
There's something about him that's a little, like, popping in, popping out.
Yeah.
Anytime like, someone pops in, pops out conveniently,
he's a Jonathan Plant. Jonathan getting back.
Yeah, Jonathan's up hustling him.
Jonathan hustling him for some reason. I'm trying to figure it out.
What's that southern man's name? The southern guy, Gabriel?
Gabriel, yeah.
Gabriel back Plant. In the mix and Miss Carr working together. I know, but I'm happy for Eric. But, you know, it's always tough for me when it's like, and I have this problem, when you like someone too much, it's always bad. I feel like he likes him too much.
Yeah.
Eric does. And I think it's going to set him up for her to be hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to hate him. I can't leave my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like in first season where homeboy was like, I ain't gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and then, he crushed him. So I just don't want to see my man get hurt. That's all.
You noticed that they had the boy couple dancing side by side when everybody else was dancing facing each other?
Yeah. Also, do you notice just generally that backgrounds was...
They was doing the most. Did you see that? Yeah, you see the older man? He was like...
Yeah. I tell you, yeah, he was like, let's do it. Yeah. He was like, let's do the twist.
Why didn't the director be like, hey, my man, step back a little bit? He was like right next to Blair.
Yeah, like, they was going in. That's so funny you noticed that. I was like, especially during the balloon dance. You could tell that because I could imagine if I was background. That's probably a fun day. They're like, ooh, we could do the balloon thing. Yeah. All right, ready? We're going to do this shit.
Or it's a terrible day. They pair you up somebody be like, man, I don't want to be standing this close to this person.
But, they was getting it in back there. Everybody was dancing like, yeah, this is fun, right? Yeah. We're having a good day today.
So this is when Serena answers Nate's phone.
Yeah.
And she messy. And don't tell him. She look at him and go, man, I'm finna twerk on her. Mm-hmm. I'm finna throw that ass in a circle. On my
Jenny, yeah.
Yeah. What you got? Is that lotion? Let me see.
Some?
Throw it to me. Let's promote it on the show.
Oh, man. Nice.
That looks like tobacco.
Yeah, it does. It's like weed. Is this weed lotion?
It's weed lotion.
It is, huh?
No, it's not.
Because it is called Charity Pot. What? I don't know how to feel about it.
It's very earthy.
Feels like I could eat some. Oh, it's Lush.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, folks? Rochelle shops at Lush. I got a little bit on my lip.
What's a Lush?
Lush is a place that they sell lotion.
All right. Check it out.
So Serena pulls up to Miami. You see her plane take off.
Yeah, yeah. Let me get my bell. Actually, I'm going to get the red bell for this.
Serena takes off. She gets to the hotel. She walk in looking like she's been traveling all day.
Yeah, I know, looking tired.
Looking tired. She knocks on the door. Knock, knock, knock. Dad? Knock, knock, knock. Dad,
it's me.
Serena.
Mom? The power of mama compels you. Power of Lily cheating on daddy. No.
Woo! Cheating on Big Ruth.
You know, I knew this was going to happen, but I was like, it still got me. When I saw her, I was like, damn,
I knew
she was going to
be there.
Shame.
I knew she was going to be there, but it was crazy. And she's also fully clothed. They just been kicking in this hotel room. She's doing paperwork.
Great time.
What are you doing in this hotel room fully clothed like that?
I can't believe she would do that to my man. Rufus, like
in the hotel with,
that is fucked up.
Yeah.
That's some fucked up shit, but, you know.
I'm excited for the next episode to see if we meet this guy. I didn't watch ahead because we're back on our regular scheduled programming. Mm. But, I'm excited to see if we finally meet this dude because the 80s episode was the 80s episode.
Yeah,
and that left
and
us
we
one
finally
more
get to kind of catch back up to
catch
that.
Catch back up to that. Yeah,
I don't think Ruth and Lily can recover from this.
Absolutely not.
I think they're done.
And speaking of family loyalty, is Serena? You know she's gonna shame Lily.
Yeah,
for this, but she ain't finna tell Rufus.
Yeah, because it's like it's her dad too. Yeah. She might be happy about this.
Yeah, my parents are getting back together. Which honestly, if my parents got back together, it'd be awful. Oh well. That
there
wraps up that episode.
Yeah,
what do you
man.
Give it?
All right, here's what I'm thinking. All right, because I want to talk about Chuck and Blair for a second. And also, let me know what y'all think in the comments, because I feel like, yes, what Chuck did is wrong. But it is, I guess, this idea that Chuck and Blair should be together. Should they be together? Are they just both shitty people who should be together? Or should they both be with somebody better who makes them better people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't tell what the right solution is. So I felt like that was a good arc for that, just for the entire season. It definitely was, like, cool to see. And I feel like this came to an end on this. So I give it some points because this was a big episode emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to give it a 4.56.
4.56.
And my girl Dorota got married. I was very happy about that. Her and Banya having a family. They got the apartment.
4.56 is crazy.
This episode was good. I liked it. I thought I was like really entertained by it.
All right.
The only thing was just the Eric story did feel like it. I feel like it was like a 3-beat story, but one of the beats were cut out. It felt like we skipped something. And then Lily, that makes me sad. You know, Lily and Bruce, but. We got a new character coming, so I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know nothing. All right. 4.4 and I almost spoiled shit. Okay, yeah. 4.67.
4.67, you changed it.
What did I say before?
4.56.
Yeah, that one.
4.56? Okay, so that's
XOXO, 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 XOXO. I love it, baby. So close to a 5. Pretty good.
I'm giving it an even 4.24.
Okay, so you're still in the 4, so you must like it a little
bit. It was a good episode. It was a good episode. It was a moving in a weird way at certain points, but it was a good episode.
You know what? I know we talk a lot of shit about events on the show, how they always throw in events, but I like when the event makes sense to the story.
Yeah.
Like, this event had to happen for their story, as opposed to, like, some random, like, you know, Prince in Town, like, gala, some shit. The wedding was cool because it was still emotional. Like, you care about it because you care about Dorota finding love and you want to see her happy. All right. What'd you say? 4.24. XOXO. 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 What do you think, Shelly?
I'll give it an even 4.25.
All right. So we're like kind of all in the same area.
I love Vanya and Dorota.
What do you think of Blair and Chuck?
I think they're both shitty, but I think that Chuck is more in the wrong because what he did was like Blair did something wrong for Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck did something wrong for himself.
That's kind of how I feel about it.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, like Blair is like at the deep down, Blair is just a good person. Like she's still the better person because she was doing it out of love, even though the act was bad. And then you're saying, so you think, you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. But do you think if she did it and Chuck did not make that deal, do you think Chuck should stay with Blair? If it was the other way around, basically. Like if Blair went to go sleep with him to keep the hotel, I feel like there's another storyline, like alternate storyline where the same thing happened, but Blair went to go sleep with him. He gets the hotel back, but now Chuck doesn't want to be with Blair anymore because she slept with I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, I guess that's not what happened, but I don't know. Let us know what y'all think. I just think that it's a good debate. It goes back and forth. Of course, I think all three of us agree that Chuck was in the wrong on this one.
Yeah.
But I do think there is an argument for the other side. Let's see who wants to argue that side. It won't be me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here's some news. You ready?
Yeah.
It's a big news day. All right, so... It's funny. Like, the vocal thing on mine is recording everything I'm saying. Okay. Trump is real mad because evangelicals are not backing him in this new election.
Why not?
Because he's Trump. I guess they're tired of his bullshit.
Interesting.
So my question is, who do you think evangelicals would back for president on our cast?
I think...
Probably Ruth, maybe.
Nah, because Roof's got a gay son that he supports.
Oh, yeah. What about... Dorota seemed kind of religious low-key today. She was like, we got to get married.
Yeah, but she's a foreigner. She could be the first first lady.
Yeah.
Like Melania.
And then...
I think it's got to be Tripp.
Yeah. Yeah, they like we the evangelicals support Trip.
Trip Vanderbilt.
All right, here's another one. So everyone's getting mad at Gunner because they say he's snitching.
Yeah.
And now he's getting unfollowed. Is it like this bit going online where people keep saying they go Joe Biden unfollow Gunner?
Yeah.
So everyone keeps unfollowing him. So I guess my question is like this guy, we talk about this a lot, but like who do you think is the biggest snitch on this show? Like who would you not want to get in a RICO case with?
Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny would snitch.
Jenny will throw everybody under the bus.
Serena would definitely snitch.
Yeah.
Dan
will snitch for sure.
I think Nate's a snitch. Damn.
Nate might be a little bit of a snitch to himself, yeah.
The only person I feel like would not snitch is Lily. Lily, the whole Serena family.
Honey, Lily. I'm not saying anything to you.
Honey, we have
You
to,
can read all of my lyrics if you want to.
You're going to take the RICO charge.
I'm simply not saying anything. Lily
stand tall. She stood tall. Okay, last one. BMF the show BMF is getting a season 3 already. So it's hitting. So who, I was going to ask you, who do you want to see from our show on BMF next third season?
I want to see Chuck being wasn't it Darnell? Not Darnell. What's his name? What's the villain guy?
Oh, Lamar.
Yeah. I want to see Chuck being Lamar's sidekick. Okay.
Lamar, are you sure about this? He's like, man, don't ask me that if I'm sure. Yeah. I'm going to kill these motherfuckers. Yeah. All right, that's the news. Stay classy, San Diego.
Yeah, that wraps up another episode of XOXO Gossip Kings. We winding down, y'all. We got four more episodes in this season, four or five more episodes in this season, but we winding down. We getting to the home stretch. We almost in this season four, and it's a lot of humdingers coming up. I think this episode was the beginning of humdinger season.
Yeah.
Which is always like the last 3 to 4 episodes of the series, of the season. So we there. We in humdinger season.
Y'all. Let's keep going.
And we getting there, y'all. We on our way. Thank you for riding with us. We love you. We know you love us.
Goodbye.
We'll see you next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.